So go and trust the Lord. I'm assuming that you've all been on a trip somewhere in your life. And when we go somewhere new, we need a pack, don't we? I think we often take with us what we need, what we think we're going to need. Now, I don't know about you, but I do know some people who tend to overpack their suitcases. There are people that I know whose suitcases look as organised as this one, with space there for the passport and headphones. But I also know people that wherever they go, they'll take some toilet roll with them just in case. Now, that may sound odd. I mean, my mum, on the rare occasion when we went on holiday, because she would say things like, well, you don't know what the foreign stuff's going to be like when you get there. Maybe. It's not. Oh, okay.
You've got tracing paper, toilet paper as well.
You've got tracing paper. Okay, so I'm assuming you're the kind of person that would have a quilted velvet with puppy. Okay. All joking aside, I remember in Sainsbury's, when I lived with my nan, she went shopping one day, and they were selling toilet paper made from recycled paper. I'll leave it to your imagination as to what she thought was wrong with it. People are odd. People are strange. Maybe if you're visiting somewhere new, you might not take a toilet roll with you, but you might take a map. Or in the 21st century, you might take a phone that's got an app on it. Something that can be a virtual tour guide for you to lead you in the right places. Or maybe even you would book a tour guide to actually walk around and tell you something about the area that you're visiting. If you come to the Tapestry exhibition over the next couple of weeks, there will be a person on hand to actually explain everything about the tapestry, the journey it went through to actually being created, and what each of the individual panels on the tapestry mean. And while we may have someone to guide us around an exhibition or guide us on a holiday, what we really need is someone to guide us through life. And God wants to guide us. God wants to lead us. God wants us to be guided clearly on the paths that we should. More than anything, God wants us to trust him. He wants us to follow him. He wants us to love him, to be obedient to him. We read earlier Proverbs 3, 5 and 6. Let me read it to you again. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not depend on your own understanding. Seek his will in all that you do, and he will show you which path to take. Trusting God means believing that he knows what's best, even if we don't understand. There are circumstances that come in our lives, situations, we really don't understand what it is. But we can trust that God does know. If you're a child, trust can be as simple as holding your parents' hand when you cross the road. You may not know the safest way to get across the road, but you trust. Or as an adult, trust really means letting God guide us, to rely on him fully, to trust in his words, trust in him. Trust can actually be something really simple. Do not depend on your own understanding. Maybe that's why we struggle to trust. We try and think things through, we try and work stuff out on our own, instead of relying on God. It's God who sees the full picture. We only see a small part. If you think about a puzzle, I'm sure you've probably all done a jigsaw puzzle at some stage or another. And you often pick a piece out of the jigsaw puzzle and look at it and try to work out what it shows and where it goes. But God sees the whole picture. We don't. Seek his will in all you do. Don't just trust God for the big stuff. Trust him in the everyday. Trust him in the simple stuff. Whether it's work, school, family, health, even in hobbies that we do, we can trust God in everything. Personally, there are times that I don't want to put God to the test. Yeah, I don't go abseiling because I worry that the rope may not hold me. I've never done a parachute jump because I don't want to end up looking like pizza. Yeah. There are certain things which I think, yes, I can trust God in. I can trust God in how I serve him. I can trust God in what he calls me to do. But even I put limits on what I think is safe to do. I've never tried walking across the road with my eyes shut, and I don't suggest that you try that either. And while I know that God can command his angels concerning me and he can keep me safe, I really think that God has given me common sense for a reason. He will show you which path to take. When we follow God, when we trust him, he leads us where we need to go, even if it's not where we expected. Many years ago, I used to be part of a different church, and I never expected God to lead me into a Pentecostal. And yet, that was his plan. That was his purpose. And that's why you have to put up with me today, because God brought me here. There are times when we have to take a step of faith. There's times when we have to trust that God does know what should happen. There was a famous tightrope walker. He used to cross a line backwards and forwards, a tightrope, from one side of Niagara Falls to the other. And one day he pushed a wheelbarrow across the tightrope. And of course the crowd, they cheered. They were excited that it wasn't just walking safely across. He actually could push a wheelbarrow as well. And he asked, "Do you believe I can carry someone across the falls in a wheelbarrow?" And everyone shouted yes. And he said, "Would anyone like to get into the wheelbarrow?" And there was silence. Trust is not just saying you believe. Trust is getting into that wheelbarrow. While I might trust God, I'm not necessarily going to trust someone who wants to push me in a wheelbarrow across Niagara Falls. So what do we need to do to trust in God? We have a problem. It's a big problem. It's called sin. And sin is simply anything that we do that is wrong in God's sight. It's like trying to walk a tightrope and falling off. Sin is something that means that we can't save ourselves. We need a saviour. And there is good news. The good news is Jesus. God has sent Jesus to rescue us. He lived a perfect life. He died on the cross to save us from our sins. But most importantly, he rose again so that we could have life. He conquered death. That's not something that we would be able. And what does he call us to do? What must we do? He calls us to repent. Repent simply means to turn around, to turn away from sin, to look to God, to say to God, "God, I need you. I need you to help me. I need you to save me." And we need to believe. We need to trust that Jesus is Lord, that he is the one who can save. And we need to trust God. We need to trust him with our life, every aspect of our life. Because God says, "I'll never drop you, I'll never leave you, I will always be with you." This is the truth. When we trust in Jesus as our Lord and Saviour, and one day we will spend. And all it takes is a simple prayer to ask Jesus into our lives. Maybe you've prayed a prayer before. Maybe you've turned to God. Maybe you've trusted in Jesus. But if you haven't, let me just encourage you to repeat this prayer of commitment it's going to be. Dear Jesus, I know I've done wrong. I believe you died for me and rose again. I ask you to forgive me. I turn from my sin and I trust you as my Lord. Help me to follow you every day. If you prayed that prayer for the first time, come and talk. And may I encourage you to, as you have the opportunity, explain truth to others.